This is an interview with Hilda Collins for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project, Heritage Manor. This interview is being conducted at Heritage Manor on January 29th at approximately 10 o'clock a.m. Okay, Mrs. Collins, let me start out with some basic information. When and where were you born?
In Youngstown.
And what year were you born?
In 1902.
Okay, can you tell me something about your early education?
Oh, I went to Market Street School and to South High School and graduated there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the education I had.
Okay, did you have any religious education as a child?
Well, I went to the temple,
which
wrote the
Rudder of Shalom?
No, the other one, the Anshiemeth.
Okay.
And went through there and was confirmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all the information, the education I had.
Okay. Is that an Orthodox temple?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me some idea of what a typical day was like when you were a child?
I don't know. Just the same as it is now.
Okay. What was Youngstown like in the early 1900s? It was different than today.
Yes, lots different. I don't remember much about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the trolleys? They used to have trolleys?
Yes.
Were those electric? Yeah. Did they run from the wires overhead? Do you remember any of the businesses that were downtown?
Well, there was the same as there was Strauss's, McKelvey's, and the same. As,
mm-hmm.
Of course, there aren't those now, but that's what they were then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See what some questions are that I have here. What sort of organizations have you belonged to in the past?
Oh, the everything's on the edge of my tongue and I can't say them. Hadassah, I can't say them.
Okay. Do you remember the Great Depression?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that?
Well, we had hardly anything, just like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we live here and things are taken care of. But in those days, it was pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for a living?
He had a grocery store.
Was that affected by the Depression?
Well, not too much, but it was.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
It's on the edge of my tongue, and I can't say it.
Do you remember how old you were?
26.
26, mm-hmm. Okay. So that would have been about 1928,
right before the Depression.
What did your husband do for a living?
He had a drugstore, and then when that all came, he stopped that, and then finally went to work for the city.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Working in the municipal court.
Uh-huh. Did you have children?
One son.
What's his name?
Ivan.
Okay. Do you remember what it was like when World War II hit?
I don't remember much about it, but it was tough.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in anything that maybe contributed to the war effort or anything like that?
I don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember what the religious institutions were when you were a child?
What do you mean, the religious?
The synagogues. Do you remember what synagogues were around then?
Yeah, the Jewish and the Christian, and the same as they are today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Synagogue that you spoke of earlier that you belonged to.
Yeah.
What was the name of that?
It's the,
something Emeth.
The, El Emeth.
Okay. Did that come about from two synagogues that joined to form El Emeth?
Yeah, the, El Emeth and the, I can't think of the. If I could. The names are on the tip of my tongue and I can't say them.
That's okay. did you do any traveling when you were young?
Oh, just to Detroit and to Cleveland, places like that. Not much.
What was the mode of travel?
The train.
Oh, there were trains running then. Okay. How long, let's say if you went to Detroit, what would the average length of the trip be between here and Detroit?
Well, we went by plane then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it didn't take long.
Mm-hmm. What were the trains like? Did they have, is it like you see in the movies, did they have the dining cars and the sleeping cars and all that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were there a lot of cars around when you were
machines?
A child?
Yeah, quite a few.
Was that the typical, did typical families own cars like they do today?
Yeah, as far as I can remember, they did.
Okay. let's see. When you got married, did you stayed in Youngstown when you got married, right?
No, we went to Farrell.
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Is that because of your husband's business?
His, what you call it, business was there.
Mm-hmm. What brought you back here?
Well, he closed up the store and we didn't have anything, so we came here to stay with my folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got started in the in Youngstown.
In the same business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. During World War II, was the Jewish community in Youngstown aware of what was going on in Europe?
I guess they were. I'm sure they were.
Did you hear anything that you can recall? Do you remember any of the organizations that were here having to do with World War II? I think one of them that I heard of was the Jewish American Fund. I think it had something to do with establishing Palestine.
Yeah, I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you work?
No, I didn't do any work, anything like that.
Okay. Let's see. Did you ever run into any problems with anti-Semitism? What was the Jewish-Gentile relation like?
Well, it wasn't bad then.
How does that compare to now?
Now, I don't know. I don't think it's as good as it was then.
Do you have any idea why that would be? Most people think about problems of that kind as being someplace in the past, you know, a long time ago or something. Whenever people hear the term anti-Semitism, it's usually connected with the turn of the century in Russia.
It must kind be of thing. Something like that.
Yeah.
Russian and all that.
Have you run into problems lately with anti-Semitism? Is that why you're...
No.
Okay.
I haven't run into anything like that.
Okay. Well, I think she wants to come in. So, I want to thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it. Okay. You say you remembered that you worked here.
Yeah.
For a few years. What did you do here?
I am the telephone and so on.
At the front desk? How old were you when you did that?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm 81 now. And I must have been in my 70s.
Oh, so it wasn't that long ago. What other kinds of things did you do? Did you do other volunteer work or?
Oh, mostly. It was mostly that.
What did you do for Hasada? What was that involved?
The what?
The Hasada? You said you were a member of Hasada. No? Okay, I must be thinking of something else then. Did you belong to the sisterhood?
Sisterhood?
Mm-hmm.
The temple I did, yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
What kind of organization is that?
Well, they take care of different things. I don't know. I don't remember those things because I haven't been at us for a long time.
Okay. See, I was thinking of another question a moment ago. It slipped my mind. Okay, well, I guess she really does want to come in here, so...
All right.
Once again, thank you.
I hope it was okay, but I forget a lot of things.